Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And you know what? There's a new country song out, and it's a new classic. It's a kind of an instant Christmas classic. And those things don't come around a lot these days, but when you hear it, you can understand. Country musicians Rodney Atkins and Rose Falcon joining us here in the National Defense. How are you?
We're good, Randy. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. And Rodney, you and I are both from the same hometown of Knoxville, Tennessee.
That's awesome, man. Love that.
The land.
A good year for the Vols.
Great year for the Vols. I was going to ask you if there's any kind of contradiction now that you're around Nashville. You haven't turned into a Vandy fan, have you?
Oh, Lord, no. Man, my blood runs deep orange.
And Rose, how are you doing?
I'm great. Just like getting ready for Christmas. Haven't put up a tree yet, but trying to get it all together.
Hey, so what is it like at the Rodney and Rose home for around Christmas time?
Well, we have a baby who was born on December 14th. So really, we're just like today, because yesterday was his birthday. Today we'll start taking on Christmas. So
yeah.
It's just been kind of nuts.
Yeah, Christmas tough enough. And throw a baby in there. Yeah, that's incredible. Well, you guys obviously meant to be together. I mean, not just professionally, but personally, what a great story this is, and what a great song this is. And it's so funny. I kind of kick myself, and I think a lot of people do now too, when you hear the song, Mary Has a Little Lamb, because why did nobody ever get that about what that could be? I mean, how did you come up with that, Rodney?
I don't even remember. I just had the idea forever. I had that literally as long as I can remember. I've had the idea. And I even tried to write it with somebody probably a decade ago. And it didn't go anywhere. The person kind of telling me how it had to go, but it just didn't work out. So I just kind of sat on the idea. Then when Rose and I started saying we wanted to write a Christmas song, I pulled the idea back out. Still gave the guy credit that I wrote the song with, or attempted to, just started it with years ago. But we started writing it, and it was a challenge. First, when I told Rose the idea, she kind of looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah.
And then I told her, I think she said something like, yeah, that's already a little kid song, buddy. You don't need to do
right,
that.
Right.
But I told her my take on it. She was like, oh, wow, that's heavy. That's really cool.
Yeah, I just never thought about that.
I never did either. I was like, Rodney does that all the time, though, where he'll have a title, and then I'll be like, yeah, it's okay, and then he'll tell me, like, what it means, and I'm like, whoa, that's amazing.
Is he deeper than you thought he was?
Very.
Well,
very deep, yes.
You guys performed this on Fox and Friends, and then it shot straight to number one on iTunes, so you had to know that you had made a connection immediately that little lamb was Jesus. And I would imagine there are a lot of Christian performers, too, that went, why didn't we think of that?
Hopefully the song will be around for a few years. You know, it was amazing. When we went to perform it that morning, my manager, somebody else was talking about how this is a great song, but man, it takes years. It took Mariah Carey 26 years to get into the number one spot.
Is that right?
I think that's what they said. Yeah, it took a long, long time.
Wow.
We're talking 26, 16, something like that.
Stressing
took a long time. So then when we played it that day on Fox and Friends and it went to number one that morning, was shocked. We were so grateful for that. And you just pray for a song like that to bless people, to lift up his name, and hopefully it'll be around for a few years.
Yeah, we're talking to Rodney Atkins and Rose Falcon here on the National Defense, the new Christmas single, Mary Has a Little Lamb. And, you know, you talk about God blessing people and God having a purpose for somebody's life. Rodney, if we can, just a little bit about your upbringing. I was reading a little bit about that. And you were in an orphanage, you were adopted, and they brought you back. And then you were adopted again, and they brought you back again.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I was born in Knoxville. was born in Knoxville, and then I was put in a children's home, surrendered to the state. I was in a children's home called Holston Methodist Home for Children in Greenville, Tennessee.
Sure.
And yeah, the story goes, I was adopted. I was pretty sick when I was little, and I was adopted. I was in foster care, then adopted and returned, then adopted again, returned, and then I finally wound up with my parents that actually raised me.
Wow.
And I guess you just wind up where you're supposed to be. But
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, what a great story, and look where you are now. So many great songs that you've written and recorded, Rodney. I love the song Watching You about your little boy. Yep. Just a fantastic song. And Rose, this is so funny because I've worked in country radio most of my life, and then I was in Top 40, and I played your dad's song, Billy Falcon in Power of Windows. What a great song that is.
Yeah, thank you. That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was one of those guys that I remember when he was out doing his thing, and you go, this guy's amazing. And he had a few good hits, and he wrote a bunch of songs. But how much of that did you get from him?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, he raised me on his own as a single parent and brought me to Nashville when I was about 10 years old. And so, yeah, I mean, he taught me everything I know about songwriting. And then I got my first record deal when I was 14 on Columbia.
Wow.
And he helped me through all that. And so... Yeah, I mean, I give him a ton of credit. He's an amazing songwriter.
Yeah, he really is. We're talking to Rodney Adkins and Rose Falcon here on the National Defense. And, of course, the new single, Mary Has a Little Lamb. So most of our audience is active duty military, veterans and their families. And you guys have probably gotten a chance to perform in front of some of those folks, right?
Yeah, man, last week I played in Okinawa. And Oklahoma, actually. I was just in Okinawa playing for the men and women at Kadena Air Base.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. So you know, Rodney, how much they appreciate not just the appearance, just being there and making yourself known and kind of giving your thanks and appreciation, right?
Oh, definitely. They always get more out of it than they do, I feel like. But, yeah, it's an honor to get to be asked and to just make them feel like they're not forgotten about because they're out there sacrificing, man. And it's amazing what those past and present, those that have served, man. I pray for all of us to remember them and their families through, especially these holiday times.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much. Well, listen, guys, hey, it's been an honor. Thank you so much for the time, and best of luck with the single. What a great song.
Thanks so much.
It means the world, man. Thank you, bud.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
There was no room, only a manger. Nothing but hay for a bed. It's where she laid down his head. No sleigh bells ringing, no decorations, just a mother and child, so tender and mild. That holy night in Bethlehem, all the angels sang. Mary had a little lamb, and Jesus was his name. That newborn baby, our precious Savior, will someday wear a crown of thorns. We're redeemed 'cause he was born. That holy